This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The Montana Supreme Court has found that 49 of Montana's 56 counties are wrong on a property tax assessment for schools known as the 95 mil tax issue. The Supreme Court's ruling means that most of Montana's counties undercollected state school equalization dollars with property tax bills sent this fall. The dispute between county governments and the Montana Department of Revenue's authority to order the full collection of the 95 mil state-level school equalization levy became a flashpoint this fall as state and local officials contended with frustration over rising property taxes. 49 of 56 Montana counties collected less than the required 95 mils, instead assessing a lower 77.9 mil rate on tax bills sent to property owners this fall. The Supreme Court ruling was issued by justices the day before Thanksgiving, but after most counties had sent out tax bills after waiting on the decision until mid-November. Counties will likely make up the difference when they mail their next round of semi-annual tax bills in the spring. One of the county officials that spearheaded the lower assessment was Beaverhead County Commissioner Mike McGinley, who said, "I'm amazed. I guess I'm going to have to donate this turkey and go get some crow." Rising property values meant that the 95 mils, which fund part of a state effort to balance funding between tax-base rich and tax-base poor school districts, are expected to bring in about $99 million more this year than last, revenues that were put into the school budget passed by this year's state legislature. The Montana Revenue Department directed counties to collect the full 95 mils in September, interpreting the relevant tax law in the way it has for decades. But County Commissioner McGinley and many other county officials rallied around an interpretation of the tax code that, if it had been accepted by justices, would have limited the growth of the school equalization collections to a lower millage rate, resulting in lower property taxes. The county-backed rate would have reduced collections by about $80 million a year statewide, producing savings of roughly $104 a year for a home valued at $450,000. The dispute has produced at least four separate lawsuits filed before state district court judges and the Montana Supreme Court. Montana's 1972 Constitution requires the state to provide the public with an education system that provides equality of educational opportunity. The 95 mils, technically a bundle of multiple school taxes that are in some cases displayed separately on property tax bills, were adopted by the legislature to meet the requirement. In their 7-0 ruling, Supreme Court justices said they generally defer to state agencies like the Department of Revenue when questions arise about a law that agencies have consistently interpreted in a particular way for considerable lengths of time. DOR's methodology has been untested for two decades, and its interpretation of the statute is consistent with the state's constitutional directives, Chief Justice Mike McGrath wrote on behalf of the majority. Lance Melton, the director of the Montana School Boards Association, said that schools had dodged a bullet with the ruling. Melton also said he believed the ruling would preempt another lawsuit filed against county governments by the Montana Quality Education Coalition. Four Ohio hospitals will erase $335 million in medical debt. More than a third of the population of Columbus, Ohio, will soon have their medical debts paid. Using funds from the 2021 federal stimulus bill, four regional Ohio hospitals will remove $335 million in debt off their books. The forgiveness program will apply to people who earn between 200 and 400% of the poverty level, or $55,000 to $111,000. For a family of four. Anyone who makes less than that is not charged for medical care. Columbus, Ohio Mayor Andrew Ginther said, "Medical debt is an insidious problem, impacting both the insured and uninsured alike. No one should have to face the prospect of financial hardship because they sought medical care when they needed it most. Forgiving this debt will go a long way toward helping our fellow neighbors rebuild their savings, pay off their bills, qualify for a loan, make a down payment on a car, or support our local businesses." Similar plans are taking shape across the entire state of Ohio, with Cleveland, Akron, and Toledo all working on ways to relieve medical debt. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.